I can't believe you'd think so little of me. Honestly, resorting to such foul insults that you could barely even manage to say through that drooling ring-gag mouth of yours. To think that you would accuse me of never feeding you. To dare say that I've forgotten about you. That you wish that you could go back to those days of harsh, humiliating training that you endured just because at least then you would have the smallest, most insignificant shred of intimacy with me. I'm sure you had nothing but your deepest fears and panicked thoughts as I kept you here in this empty room, chained and helpless. You heard nothing. You felt nothing. You couldn't even tell night and day with only the cold, fluorescent light above shining down on you. You just knew one thing. I had abandoned you. You were hungry. You were losing consciousness. You were tired. I'm sure you thought about how much fun I was having out with my friends every night. And yes, while I was, I never once stopped thinking about you. It's very true. I never stopped thinking about feeding you either. In fact, the reason I kept you here for so long was that your meal was taking a bit longer in the, oven. You see, you said you wished to go back to those days where I would train you. You clung on to those fleeting days of worship and humiliation so much that you remember those grueling, disgusting times as such sweet memories. Well, slave, you should be happy to know that this whole time I've been preparing you for a new set of training, and I assure you that none of what I will be giving you will be sweet. I want you to eat my shit, slave. I want to imprint the last, foulest fetish I have upon you. I want to condition that subservient brain that's been putty to my will to love nothing more than the disgusting, vile gifts of absolute filth that comes right out of my exposed, filthy butthole. You see, every day when I looked over this locked door, knowing that you were in complete and utter terror, alone and scared, I would be so happy knowing that the next time you would see me would be to present you with a putrid platter of my own steamy, hot, disgusting waste that I had been saving up for days. Go ahead. You can cry. It's okay. Maybe it'll water it down. Who knows? But crying won't stop me from releasing my bowels. God knows, I could barely even keep it in the last few days. But don't worry, slave. Like I said, we would be going back to training, and of course, I wouldn't be so cruel as to expect a human being to consume my shit so early on. But I'm sure that with enough conditioning and positive association by rubbing that pathetic crotch of yours, I can't imagine you'll be able to call yourself a human much longer. Okay, here it comes. Nice and slow. The sound of those thick, revolting logs plopping onto the tile. Nice and slow. Oh, whoa! That one wasn't too slow. Or nice, was it, slave? I guess coating you in a layer of my muck is also a viable way of training as well. Wow, I made quite the disgusting pile of waste there. Who would have thought that my shit could take on so many different forms and consistencies? Not to mention smells after just a few days. Now, slave, I want you to lower your face into my waist. That's right. I want you to get very familiar with the feel of my shit coating every pore of your body, and to get nice and personal with the foul smell that will soon serve as your new familiar existence. Deeper. Deeper into the pile. Listen to those squelching sounds it's making. You're literally head deep in my manure, slave. Now let me just take a seat right here. Perfect. Now you're truly under my weight. Your face in my disgusting waist and your hair coated in the vile remnants that stain my crack. Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place. And while I said I had no intention of forcing you to consume my waste, things may be a bit difficult with that open ring gag mouth of yours forced down into that mucky pile.